This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
All right, for more insight, let's bring in Philip Wegman, staff writer with the Washington Examiner. Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Right off the top, details of the negotiation for the intelligence community may not be something wholly new. Am I right?
Yeah, the drama over scheduling the Singapore summit is new, but the details necessarily aren't. I mean, we've seen this before. The Clinton administration, they pushed for an agreement with the North Koreans earlier on in the 90s, only to have Kim Jong-un's father cheat on that agreement, enrich uranium on the side, and everything fall apart. The United States, we cut off the oil supply. They kicked out the United Nations inspectors, and we were back to square one. And I think that sort of remembrance is what inspired the caution that we're hearing from, you know, General Mattis, who says that this is going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay, so what is new, aside from the details of the meeting? You talked a little bit about enriching uranium. So is that uranium enriched, and now we have some new, I guess you could say, factors in negotiation?
Absolutely. So there, commemorative coins and, you know, oversized envelopes aside, there are new factors. Obviously, North Korea has about 60 nuclear missiles right now. But the real difference is that you have a president who is unconventional in his approach to negotiations. This is a problem that we've had for decades. President Trump is a new factor here. And I think that he's made significant progress with the hostages who have been released, getting an irrational actor to act somewhat rationally and come to the table. But there is a risk, like Mitch McConnell warned, that, you know, you might fall in love with a deal too much, that you don't focus on the details, and in the end, you risk being snookered.
So do you feel that the president is being cautious? Because at one point he did say, and it was on Friday in front of the White House, where he said, listen, this is a process. We talk about this meeting, but it could be one of many meetings.
Absolutely.
Do you suspect that that's going to be the case after June 12th?
I think that clearly, you know, this is going to be a process. One, because the North Koreans have one definition of denuclearization, and we have a very different definition. And then there are questions about how are we actually going to enforce this? How are we going to make certain that they don't cheat a second time around? So it will be a process, but there have been conflicting approaches from this president. You know, he gets tough on North Korea, and then he backslaps with Kim Jong-un's number two in the Oval Office. So it's going to be a process, like you said. And at this point, we all just have to buckle up and see what happens.
Speaking of seeing what happens, Secretary Mattis, as you mentioned, in Singapore, and you talked about the gap in expectations. Will we see that gap get smaller and smaller over the next 9 days?
Well, so, we all kind of talked about that oversized envelope and the letter that was given to President Trump, and I think that's a perfect encapsulation of what's happening right now. President Trump was more than happy. He said, sure, give me the letter. And then Secret Service swoops in and says, no, we need to check this and make certain that there's, you know, nothing, you know, poisonous or wrong with this. And that kind of shows how you have a president here who wants to be personal, charming, and charismatic and get the deal done. But then you have people at State Department who are in the intelligence community who have seen this play out before. So it's up in the air. But again, President Trump is bringing something new, and perhaps that's what's needed.
Okay, final question. Any predictions? What are your predictions, you know, after covering the White House, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, look, the only thing that you can say with this administration is that everything is unpredictable. The one thing that we did see, though, is that President Trump is willing to walk away from the table. He got Kim Jong-un to show some concessions to, act more politely, if you will. I think that we could see an initial agreement, but anything significant comes, you know, much longer in the follow-through.
Yeah, and also lessons learned from the Iran deal, backing out of the Iran deal.
So absolutely.
There's a lot of things. Like you said, he's willing to walk away if he's not happy, so maybe that's a good thing.
Philip Wegman, commentary writer with the Washington Examiner, his insight as to, the Trump-Kim summit. I think it's all quite interesting to hear everybody's opinion, but the one that matters certainly is the guy that we elected as President of the United States, a businessman, one who is looking out for America's best interest, and all the other, potential hoopla, Nobel Peace Prize, that stuff set aside. Can he make a deal? here. We'll have to wait and see. As we can tell, we've got a lot of tradition and, of course, previous things that the United States has done, which some of these analysts are looking at and thinking, you know, are we going to have more of the same? I think unpredictability is the word for the day. Huh? What do you say?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Rollins, what we're all about. Thank you for joining us. We bring on the experts, the people who, like us, are not afraid of the truth, are willing to go no matter where it leads to find that truth. If we're going to get this country back on track, it only makes sense that we would do it based on the truth and not a bunch of lies, and you know, which is you know, quite costly in so many ways, ladies and gentlemen. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Bill Lee joins us now. Bill is a gubernatorial candidate for the wonderful state of Tennessee, one of my favorite states to visit. Always enjoy going to Tennessee. And maybe not only the landscape, and it's just the people. The people in Tennessee I just find to be just so sweet and always enjoy our visits there. But Bill is a cattle farmer, a businessman, father and grandfather, a seventh generation Tennessean, and a conservative Republican gubernatorial candidate in Tennessee. And his new book, This Road I'm On, The Power of Hope in the Face of Adversity. Bill Lee, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much for having me on. I'm great, doing great this morning. It's a beautiful day in Tennessee. I appreciate you saying all the positive things you say about our wonderful state.
Well, every time I've been in Tennessee, it's always a beautiful day. It's like not beautiful days aren't allowed in Tennessee or something. I don't know.
We do. We have a remarkable state here, and remarkable people for sure. My family's been here, like you said, for about 220 years, so
wow.
Deeply grateful for the culture we have and the state that we have.
Yeah, Bill, your book, This Road I'm On, The Power of Hope in the Face of Adversity, in this book, you talk a lot about your faith. That's your foundation, and I, like you, I don't know how people deal with adversity without God.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine, really. I'm certainly glad that I knew him when I walked through that season, and came to know him more actually walking through that part of my life. It is the foundation of my life, and it is the anchor that certainly held in the middle of that season.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you talk about that season, what comes to mind quickly for me is I remember, you know, going through that refining fire. And it got to a point, Bill, when I would pray the Lord's Prayer, I had to stop at Thy Kingdom Come, Thy Will Be Done. And God in His grace and mercy allowed me some time, because I just said, God, I need a break. I don't know if I can handle any more of Your will right now.
Yeah, I think you're right about His grace and mercy in the midst of that. And everybody processes a struggle, a challenge, a tragedy. Everybody processes those differently, but God has such grace for us as we process it and allow Him to be a part of it, whatever that looks like. He does have a lot of grace and mercy. He certainly did for me in the middle of that season, allowing me to to walk through that and teaching me things all the way through it.
Well, you lose your first wife, Carol Ann, and I can only imagine what it must have been for you and your family to go through that.
Yeah, it was a tragic, life-altering, shocking, you know, experience. One day I'm living a life that I think most men only dream of living, really, in a lot of ways, and beautiful family and beautiful farm and beautiful kids and beautiful wife and everything, you know, just really blessed man. Love the Lord. And then my wife was on a horseback riding, was riding off the distance with my four-year-old daughter, and I waved to them goodbye as they rode across the creek and headed up the pasture. And, you know, 10 minutes later, everything in my life changed. And it certainly changed the trajectory of my entire family, my children. I had four young kids. The youngest was four. The oldest was 14. It was a season that we all learned a lot about ourselves and about hope and about pain and about struggle and faith and losing faith sometimes. My oldest daughter, subsequently, she was 15. She was 14 at the time, and soon after, when she was 15, she actually tried to take her own life. It was a really difficult season for certain.
Yeah. Without a doubt, and as we say, you said earlier at the onset, I don't know how anybody gets through this without God. You know, people would come to me and say, how do you pray? And I'd say, just, you know, pray God's will. I think that's the perfect prayer, the catch-all prayer, and just, again, that his comfort and grace, you know, would cover, you know, cover us and cover the family, and I'm sure for you, all kinds of prayers. And, you know, the Bible says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And it's not that you're thinking about doing the mighty exploits as much as it is that you really learn and appreciate God in the true depths of life, don't you?
Right, right. You know, it's interesting, and I talk about this a lot in the book. There is a bittersweet taste to life, and there's good and bad. I mean, and the Lord said to us that on this road there will be many troubles. Mm-hmm. In this world, you'll have many troubles, but take heart that I've overcome them. I've overcome the world. He doesn't do away with the troubles. He just overcomes them. And he also says, you know, I remember after my wife died, looking at the parts of Scripture that said, consider it joy when you face many trials.
Right.
Or suffering produces perseverance, character, and hope. And realizing, you know, we never were guaranteed that our lives would be wonderful. And happiness is not a... it's not one of the promises of God.
Right, right.
But this, I actually really have come to believe that if we really want to experience wholeness, then brokenness is a part of that story. That to the degree we experience brokenness, we can touch wholeness. And to the, that actually the taste of bittersweet is really much more poignant than the taste of sweet alone. And
yes,
that there are things that the Lord can do only as a result of trials in our lives. I'm a deeper, richer, more purposeful, more meaningful man as a result of some of the things that have happened in my life. And I think that only God can do that.
Yeah. You can't give what you don't have, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And here you are because of all that you've gone through. And, you know, as you say, you know, like the old song says, you know, I never promised you a rose garden. although there are some thorns along the way, you might say that might be part of the experience, no doubt. You know, your company went through some tough times, and you since met and remarried. You got your second wife, Maria. The blessings have come, and maybe you feel like, you know, like Job in some sense, huh?
You know, it's funny you say that. Right before my wife's accident, she and I were on a trip, and out west, and we saw.
We only got about 15 seconds here, Bill. Why don't we hold that story? Let's hold the story for the other side of the break, if you don't mind. We're talking with Bill Lee, his book, This Road I'm On, also his gubernatorial aspirations. We're going to get some insight on that as well. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Healthcare is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's way you like. It's fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Bill Lee, cattle farmer, businessman, a father, grandfather, seventh generation Tennessean, a conservative Republican gubernatorial candidate in Tennessee. We're talking about his just released book, This Road I'm On. Bill shares his experiences with tragedy, heartbreak, and adversity, and how he heavily relied on his Christian faith to pull him through each circumstance. Bill, before the break, we were talking about your life, certain aspects of it, Job-like, and you were starting to relate a story that you shared with your wife before that fateful day.
Yeah, we actually were on a vacation, and we out west, and we saw mountain goats, and my wife remarked, I think there's a passage in Job about mountain goats, and of course, I don't study Job a lot, but I laughed at her. She found that it was in the midst of when God was speaking to Job and said, you know, do you know who puts the stars up at night and who holds the water back from the shore? And in that chapter 38 or 9, he says, do you watch the mountain goat when she gives birth? And my wife saw that, said it. And we talked about the remarkable nature of God, she and I, on this remarkable vacation we were on. And a couple of weeks later, she's gone to heaven. And well, she was actually in the hospital room, and I, in a coma before she had passed away. And I picked up the Bible and read that passage back to myself. And, you know, in the midst of all of that, I was reminded that God is in this tragedy with me. He really said, you know, I'm the same today on the worst day of your life as I was 2 weeks ago on the best day of your life. And your circumstances have changed, but I haven't. And it started me down a road through my wife subsequently passed away and all the tragedy of that and a really long, difficult season, but a remembrance that he was in it. Mm. And he would not leave me nor forsake me. And that, in fact, he does use every single experience in our life for good. Even what the enemy intends for evil, he uses for good. And that began this real belief and understanding that I talk about a lot in the book, that our lives are up and down, good and bad, disappointment and reward, pain and sorrow, life and death. But I am convinced more than ever that bittersweet is actually the most wonderful flavor of all. And that it gives us a perspective and prepares us for eternity. And, yeah. And you know what else it does? It causes us to, it's actually had a lot to do with why I'm even running for governor. Mm-hmm. It causes us to look at the things in our lives that matter and those that don't.
Right.
And when you have an experience like that, it sorts out what matters and what doesn't. And I decided, hey, I'm going to spend my life doing things that matter.
Right.
And, you know, I got involved with a kid in the inner city that led to work in education. I got involved with an ex-offender coming out of prison. They got work, got involved. They got me connected to public policy around public safety issues. And one thing led to another, and I decided, you know, maybe the highest call for my life is to serve in an even greater way.
Right.
And that's really been part of the path to this pursuit of running for governor.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit more about that, but lest we forget, there was also, you know, I always love, you know, our parents that give us golden nuggets along the way, and you just hold on to them. They're just so precious because in that golden nugget, it could be generational. It could have been passed down from his father, or, you know, a grandfather along the way. But your dad brought perspective to this, and you know, you say it's the three powerful words that guide you, and that is that life is short, right?
Right. Yeah, my dad, he's been gone for 5 years, but he was a remarkable guy. Well, I grew up in rural Tennessee on a farm, and I tell about that in my book, my life in rural Tennessee, and a rich life it was. But I did have a unique dad who had a perspective and said it over and over again that life is short. And we used to make fun of him as kids because he said it so often. But the older I became, the more I realized just what he meant by that. Mm-hmm. And when you face a tragedy like I did, were losing my wife, or any number of tragedies that people face, you do realize that we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And there are only a few things that will matter in eternity. Mm-hmm. And life is short, and at the end of it, we really will be grateful if we've spent our lives doing those things that matter.
Right. Well, in your foreword, written by Michael W. Smith, that had to be a blessing.
Yeah, Michael and I have known each other for decades. In fact, there's a record he produced called Freedom, and it was dedicated to the memory of my late wife. We've been friends. We started off, we met in church in Nashville at Belmont Church in our early 20s and started a friendship and a relationship that continues till today.
Wow. Well, that's excellent. In these last moments that we have together, we have about 3 minutes left here, Bill Lee. Explain to the audience, and especially to Tennesseans, your vision, for the state and why you're running for governor.
Yeah. You know, I think that I'm a businessman and a cattle farmer and a dad and a husband and a guy whose faith in Christ is the most important thing in my life, and one who believes that the highest calling for my life is to serve. And I live in a remarkable state that has some remarkable challenges. I think, at the end of the day, people want a good job and a good school for their kid in a safe neighborhood, and not everybody has access to that in this state. And I'm also a person who is very conservative, and part of that means that I don't think government's the answer. Mm-hmm. I actually think that we, the people, are the answer. And then when our founders really set this country up, they envisioned one in which we wouldn't be governed by, a ruling class like they left in England, but that we would be self-governed and that people like you and me, we the people, regular folks, would engage in the public square and make a change and then get right back out. And that's part of what has inspired me, both this real compulsion to use my life to serve. I run a relatively large company, 1,200 employees, a big construction and service company of mostly skilled tradespeople.
Wow.
So I'm an executive,
right.
And this is the executive branch of government. And so I think God's prepared me with the skills and the life experiences to do just this, and I think it's the way we're supposed to engage in the public square. So I'm inspired to do it. And I actually think Tennessee is unique, that can actually lead the nation in many ways. And that a servant leader is the most powerful form of leadership. And that's my heart, is to serve.
Yeah. Well, you're following the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was a servant leader, continues to be a servant leader. And that's his heart. And he says, look, you want to know how you're going to be treated? Look how they treated me. But still, as he demonstrated, there is power in that. Our founding fathers understood that. And at the very heart of we the people, our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, is servanthood. And they understood the dynamic tension to want to be told what to do versus being self-responsible, that there was going to be that tension to want to take you back to the old world, but that Constitution still as a beacon, as a guiding light, not to mention the Word of God more importantly, but in governmental policy, that Constitution still stands the test of time, does it not?
That's right. That's exactly right. And we have to be committed to adhering to, defending that playbook, that outline for how we should govern this country, and not interpreting it in the way we want to, but interpreting it the way it was written.
And yeah, without a doubt.
That's important to me.
Well, Bill, we have to leave it there. Again, thank you so much for being with us. This Road I'm On, available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked at our website as well. Thank you.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions.
Hey, back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us as we come to you independent and fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Steve Smith joins us. We're going to be talking about his new book, Spirit Walk, a little bit of his background. Well known in the church planting movement, having written what is considered the definitive tome on that subject. T for T, a discipleship re-revolution, the story behind the world's fastest growing church planting movement, how it can happen in your community. The book's been released in 20 languages, and there are tens of thousands of copies in circulation throughout the world. In his new book, Spirit Walk, Steve points out that though we know the Bible says to walk in the Spirit, the majority of Christians are illiterate and even nervous about how to live practically in his power. Dr. Steve Smith, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a great privilege to be with you today.
Well, I got to tell you, Steve, the honor is ours. I mean, for all that you have gone through in you know, the church planning movement, you probably have forgotten more than many of us could ever learn about the process, because the way you've walked this out experientially, you know, heeding God's commandment to take the message from, you know, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world.
Well, it's just, you know, it's been a joy to be on that journey and just to live out that Great Commission. And really to walk alongside, you know, thousands of other missionaries around the world on the six continents, and just to see the level of dedication and the level of their focus on just seeing Jesus' name proclaimed around the world. And it was actually out of that context that Spirit Walk began to wrestle with how can we all, whether we're at the missionary level or an ordinary believer in our church here in America, how can we all learn to walk in the power of the Spirit like we see in the book of Acts?
Exactly. And I think, you know, as much as the Spirit is misunderstood, Steve, the whole idea of the church being misunderstood, I see it, and I know you do as well, as the powerful force. I mean, of all the things, I mean, two things Jesus left behind when he left. First of all, he said he had to leave so the Spirit would come that would lead us in all wisdom and truth. The other thing was he left the church. He said that even the gates of hell could not prevail against it. There is something rather powerful in that whole concept of the church and the Holy Spirit. But I want to have you address the church first, because I think with these modern day versions, I was raised Catholic, okay? And my degree's in theology, and you know, so having that background and an evangelical experience as well, I often catch myself saying that I don't think Jesus went to the cross to set up denominations. So something has got lost in translation here.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we agree on and understand about Jesus' intent to set up the church that could not that could withhold the gates of hell?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is if you look at the Acts 2 church, this was the church Jesus left behind. Mm-hmm. He had been training his disciples for 3 years, and the models and the patterns that they began to live out after the Holy Spirit came upon them, and then in Acts 2, where they were meeting together daily, they were breaking bread together, they were praising the Lord, gathered around the apostles' teaching. You know, those are factors that cross any sort of model or any sort of form that we have. And what we're finding, whether we're in the middle of a remote area in South Asia or whether we're on the back streets in Houston, is that people respond to authentic discipleship in the body of Christ, where we're living out what the church was always meant to be. And I think that's drawing people. They're drawn to love, they're drawn to authenticity, and they're drawn to a community that's really going to care for them like they are and help them to become something that they're not, to become more Christ-like.
Right. Yeah, if they understand that's what it's all about, the challenge, particularly here in the West, is our attentions are so divided and we're so compromised. You know, I often read these days about electronic devices occupying 10 hours of time each day. You imagine if we put that time into the Word of God, what this country or what the West might look like.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the thing is, what I'm finding is I meet a lot of unchurched people that are very turned off by what they see in the traditional church. But to me, it's their perception of what they see on the outside, not what Jesus intended for the church to become. Mm-hmm. And when they get introduced to church, and again, it doesn't matter if it's meeting in a building or if it's meeting in a home or under a mango tree in South Asia. But when they're introduced to an authentic community that's huddled around the Word of God, empowered by the Spirit of God, I see it drawing their hearts. And we just see that church is becoming more and more combustible around the world. In fact, we're seeing more churches planted today around the world than we've ever seen in 2,000 years of Christian history.
Mm-hmm. Why is that, Steve?
I think it's twofold. I think, number one, we have the end in sight in terms of the Great Commission. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 24:14, this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed in the whole world as a testimony to all the ethnic people groups of the world. Mm-hmm. And then the end will come. And we're in a generation where we can see that finish line. And so the children that God's sending out are just running with increased speed in the power of the Spirit. And then the second is we are being forced, Bill. It's really crazy, but we're being forced to do things in biblical ways. And I know that sounds strange, but I remember when my family left Los Angeles, where we were church planters, and we went to a very dark area of East Asia to reach an unreached people group. We couldn't get a missionary visa. We couldn't do things in traditional ways. And we kept being forced to go back to say, okay, what did the Bible say about how to share the gospel? What did the Bible say about how to disciple people? What does it say church needs to look like? And it forced us to go back to some biblical patterns, which I just call that ancient walk, that discipleship walk that I think early believers understood. And I think when we do that, God's delighting to empower those types of efforts because they're very God-centered. They're not me-centered. They're not ego-centered. They're not focused on any logo. They're focused simply upon the kingdom of God coming and God showing up in power.
Well, when you the other thing that comes to mind as you were sharing this is the voice of Jesus saying, look and see that the harvest is ripe. Are you seeing a ripening harvest?
Oh, it's just it's unbelievable. Let me explain to you. When I was a part of what we call a church planting movement in East Asia, this was in the late 1990s, where we were seeing disciples making new disciples. Churches were planting new churches. It was just viral. I knew of about 8 to 10 of those types of movements around the world. Today, we're tracking 652 current movements, and there's a lot of them in the wings. They're preparing to become movements in the month and years to come. So we're seeing an unparalleled harvest today, along with unparalleled persecution. Both are unparalleled in history. And I would say this. One demonstration of this is we've seen more Muslims come to Christ in the 21st century than in the previous 7 centuries put together. God's really moving.
Well, I'll tell you, this is something we're not hearing about because people are distracted by what Kim Kardashian or Rosie O'Donnell or whoever you name it is doing, or even the President of the United States. But this is earth moving, Steve. When you hear of stories like this, if this doesn't encourage you to know that God's hand is still on the wheel of life, isn't he?
It really is. And would you believe this, Bill? About 7 years ago, I came back from Asia where I was serving as a missionary to do a conference for some pastors and
Steve, let me interrupt you for just a second because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. Let's pick it up when we come back.
That sounds good.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Smith right here on Bill Martinez Live, his book, Spirit Walk. Stay with us.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816.
800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You are life everywhere. Your love heart beating in my chest. I breathe out, breathe you in. I need you more than oxygen.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Dr. Steve Smith and his new book, Spirit Walk, continue. But I got to tell you, like you, engaged right now with what Steve has been sharing with us, you know, God gave us the Great Commission upon Jesus's death and as he was ascending into heaven, and told us to go out and take the gospel message. Take this good news to the uttermost parts of the world. And, you know, we don't hear a lot about that. We're so distracted by the culture and the things in our world that it's appropriate to be reminded that we need to have an eternal focus because the time is drawing nigh. I got to think that when, you know, Billy Graham himself, who stayed away from prophecy almost on purpose, I think that he may have sensed, and this is just my lousy opinion, Billy Graham could speak for himself and spoke for himself many times about the issue of end time prophecy. But I thought it was quite interesting, Steve, when Billy Graham did say something at a point, you know, before his passing. He said and agreed that these are the last of the last days, you know, to your point.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one thing Jesus said, you know, in Matthew 24 is an example where he's talking about the end times. And he's like, basically, don't get worried about the wars and rumors of wars. But there's one thing that will happen in verse 14 is that this gospel will go to every remaining place. And so that's got to be at the forefront of our mind. And I remember about 6 or 7 years ago, I'd come back out of the world of church planting movements to America to do a conference for about 400 pastors and church planters and mission leaders. And my wife was in the hallway during the break listening to someone, and they were asking what this conference was about. And they said, well, it's about learning from movements that have been happening in Asia. And when this person heard this, she said, wow, if it's happening over there, we need to listen to it here. And now Asia is teaching America, whereas before America had mainly been teaching Asia.
Right.
And I think, Bill, the big thing that I just began to draw out of this, you know, I was raised in a very conservative, Bible-believing church. But honestly, you know, even though we believed in the Trinity, functionally, our view of the Trinity was Father, Son, and Holy Scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, we believed in the Word of God, but we were a little bit afraid of the Spirit of God, you know?
Right. Right.
And what I was finding among missionaries around the world, and I found it back here in the States as well, is that there's such a spiritual amnesia about what it means to walk in the Spirit, as if that's something relegated to one small part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
But just like you said, Jesus gave the Great Commission, and he told his disciples, but wait until you receive power from on high. And so Spirit Walk is really about helping us know how do we begin to go back to that ancient discipleship pattern of walking daily in the power of the Spirit, whether it's for life transformation or for planting churches or for my personal ministry in my classroom or in my job.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your book, you address, learning the ancient path of the Spirit Walk, Steve. Help our audience reconnect and understand, because this is something, like you say, in a lot of ways when you talk about the Holy Spirit, you know, for some it's woo-woo, they don't quite get it, you know, kind of deal, and they think, okay, where are these charismatics going with us now? But this is what Satan would want us to have, and the world would want us to have, is to be powerless. And the very power that we know that we should be having in our lives, we lack because we, you know, for the sake of whatever, you know, you can call it the distraction of the culture, maybe our own laziness and casualness toward eternal matters, and really wondering if God really meant it when he said that he was going to send his Holy Spirit to give us power to fulfill the Great Commission, you know. So what happened to create this disconnect? I don't know if it really matters. We could have a long discussion about it. The idea is that we need to get reconnected and start walking in the power that God said that he was going to give us.
Right. And honestly, for many years, I let what I had heard about Pentecostal, you know, excesses and charismatic extremes keep me from having the joy and the power of walking the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I realized, no, this walk is meant for every believer. It doesn't matter if you're mainstream, charismatic, Pentecostal, Catholic. It doesn't matter your label. Mm-hmm. This is for disciples everywhere. And I think one of the things that prompted this for me was when I left America, I left a lot of the props that helped me in my Christian walk, whether it was devotional guides or Sunday sermons or, you know, whatever it might be. And suddenly out on the frontier of the mission world with my family and my Bible, you know, that's all I had. And what I realized was that so much of my Christian life was propped up by man-made resources rather than really the Spirit living in me and empowering me every day. So this prompted me to begin going back through the New Testament and just begin to look, what was the pattern of how disciples weren't filled with the Spirit one time, but were filled with the Spirit repeatedly and learned to keep in step with the Spirit the way the Bible describes, not based on some stories or anecdotes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what Spirit Walk does is it helps walk us through that pattern. And it's not a 1-2-3-step guide because the Holy Spirit can't be dictated to like that.
Right.
But it is a way of helping us surrender our lives to God, that he's the one controlling us hour by hour.
Well, we got about 4 minutes left, and I want to talk about the acronym, though you say it's not formulaic. It's just, yep. Give us a sense of direction, and you use SWAP, SWAP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I began to learn is that if I can help believers remember the basic process, then it's more likely that in your morning quiet time, you'll initiate that process again. And so I began to take all of the teachings in the New Testament and form them into four broad categories. And they fit this acronym called SWAP. And it's basically, how can I swap God's control for mine every day? And it's just basically walking us through the surrendering process, which is S. How do I begin to learn how to wait on God in prayer, which is the W? how do I let God help me avoid sin and root out all unrighteousness in my life, which is the A. And then the P is, how do I pursue the purpose and the promptings of the Spirit? Each of those takes, you know, a chapter or two to unpack. Mm-hmm. But once we've understood them, honestly, this morning in my devotional time with the Lord, I went through that little process again to say, today, Lord, not based upon yesterday, but today, mm-hmm. am I walking in your power and in your presence? Because I don't want yesterday's feeling to be for today. I need today for you to be here present for me.
Yeah, God is good. I mean, you talk about the ultimate baker. He gives us our daily bread. I say it's fresh every day, right? I mean, you can smell it. It's so good.
Yep, you know?
Yeah. So I like that idea. So swapping God's, God's agenda for our own and starts with surrender, wait, avoid, and pursue. And of course, it's in Steve's book, Spirit Walk. The book is available at all the usual places. We'll link it on our website. And, Steve, where can they go if they'd like to, you know, have more information?
Yeah, you can go to stevesmithbooks.com, and there's a lot more information there, stevesmithbooks.com. And then right now on Amazon, I noticed that Amazon's discounted the book 20%, so it's a great place to get Spirit Walk. I will just say this. This has been revolutionary for the missionaries we've trained. And I thought, if missionaries need this, how much more do the rest of us need this? Mm-hmm. And so I think this doesn't matter if you're a new believer or you've been in Jesus for, you know, 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's going to help you learn to walk in the more fundamentals of God's power each day.
Well, I got to tell you, I always learn so much from missionaries. One that I carry with me that you may be familiar with is the four R's, you know, romance, rejection, reality, readjustment. And I've used that not only in the aspect of, the spiritual, but also in the real life, in mm-hmm. sales training and human resources and that sort of thing. Because the four R's, I find, even in relationships, marriage relationships, as well, just the yep. But this is the thing that you get from missionaries, because like you say, you're there and all the commentaries, you can't carry commentaries around, although it's a little bit easier with the technology today, but you can't go around and carry a caravan of all these commentaries and everything. That is, it's right where God wants you. It's his word and his Holy Spirit, huh?
Yep, that's right. And, wow. So I would just leave us with the question, that I ask myself each day is not, have I ever been filled with the Spirit? But the question is, am I full of the Spirit today? Mm-hmm. Is there anything in my life that shouts, only God can do this through me today? And once we take away the props and the programs, if it all comes tumbling down, then the answer is no. But God wants us to be full of him every day.
Well, I mean, it's our fortification. It is that power, that dunamis power that raised Jesus on the third day. God says that's an operation in us. And if we're not sensing that power, then, we go to that question. How am I doing? Am I operating on a quarter tank here of the Holy Spirit, or am I running on fumes? Huh?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Something to think about. Dr. Steve Smith, his book, Spirit Walk, as he mentioned, take advantage of that incredible savings at Amazon today. Why not? Steve, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill. Lord,
take care. God bless.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Bye. hunters, anglers.